After much discussion at a Wellington County Council meeting Thursday, there will be no larger signs to alert drivers of automated speed enforcement cameras at this time. Conversation swirled from whether Aberfoyle, all or no ASE locations needed larger signage 6 weeks into the pilot program. In the end, council voted, and there was a slight edge towards not adding additional or larger signage. Roads Committee Chair Greg Davidson, who made the report to council, says the committee's intent was only to make drivers even more aware of the cameras.
The committee had thought that having larger signs would alert vehicles and drivers of those vehicles coming through the zones that there is a cameras operating. Now, we do have the standard signs up there now. The committee just thought that opening up with larger signs might give those drivers a more heads up.
60% of tickets were doled out to those who don't live in the county, according to a report from Don Kudo, county engineer, that was before council. Davidson says council was indeed conflicted when it came to signage, but additional signs aren't the answer in his opinion.
We have two sides of that. We have those council members who would like to have more signage and larger signage, and we have those council members who think that we have right now over signs, too many signs in all of our areas. So there's two sides of that coin. Adding more signs is just going to make people not even look at them.
The concept of increasing the size of signs ahead of ASE cameras was driven primarily by the situation in Aberfoyle. Davidson says surrounding signs may make the ASE signage less noticeable in that location.
So currently Aberfoyle, the signs in Aberfoyle at the location where the automated speed enforcement is, those signs are already oversized except for the automated speed enforcement signs. In that area, it looks like it's undersized.
Davidson went on to explain more cameras could be coming, 10 of them, including a handful in Center Wellington.
They're looking at a number of 10 other speed zones. Center Wellington is looking at Wellington Road 7, Wellington Road 18, and Wellington Road 19, as well as another one on Wellington Road 7. But we'll analyze those. Those will be analyzed by the county staff. They'll be analyzed by our operator, and we'll see what comes back to committee of what the recommendations are.
While these wouldn't be permanent measures, and these aren't giant signs, councillors noted, a tight vote did result in maintaining the status quo and continuing to track data over time. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.